that's one thing in Bulgaria. Oh, drink your hand very high! The audacity for not putting your belt on correctly, Sammy! Okay, here we go. I'm not doing that. Avenge your hair! Well, that looked nasty.
I know, I do the same thing. I was like, those sons of bitches, they better end it with Robin. Robin Maggie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coexisting with Robin Maggie. It is Friday, July 1st. We are hoping you are doing well. We are excited to be here. Maggie, what a week for wrestling. You know, Sunday night we had Forbidden Door. Monday, John Cena returned. Wednesday, we had a hell of a Dynamite. And, tonight, you got Rampage and SmackDown, and you have Money in the Bank tomorrow. It is going to be a jam-packed show, but what would your Forbidden Door, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give it?
A good 4.8.
Yeah, I would give it a 5, but I mean, that's...
Like, the only reason I'm not giving it a 5 is because, you know, all the injuries. It's, yeah, it's... It was an awesome show, considering, we knew that they were planning on having this enormous show, you know, and they had everything planned, and then all the injuries happened, and still they managed to put on a great show, because like they have a good roster and guys who are over. So they know what to do in case someone gets injured or sidelined, you know?
Yep.
But before we get into everything, guys, happy Canada Day. It is 1,000 degrees here. And it is that way every year on Canada Day. And do you know how I know this? I always remember that because every year on July 1st, I go, it is a freaking heat wave. I hate it here. I wish I were in Canada. I remember back in 2020, on July 1st, I was again working the day shift. I was going home and I was waiting on that for the light to change so I can cross the street, and I fucking passed out because of the heat. Like I remember getting really sick and then blinking. And when I opened my eyes, a woman was pouring water on me and she was slapping my face.
Damn.
And then last year, on July 1st, I remember I went tanning. And in the tanning booth, it was cooler than it was outside.
Ooh.
For like freaking 6 minutes. And that's saying something. It is. I hate it here. I wish I were in Canada. Guys, leave a thumbs up on the video. Please subscribe to the channel. Leave us, send us a super chat. Help me get to Canada, you know?
get Maggie to Canada.
Yeah, get me to Canada. Send us your super chats so I can feel better about having a 102 degrees weather here. Is this what you said?
Yeah, it was according to the conversion chart I used, it said 102. based off the...
Yeah, okay, like the news said it was like 38 and 39 degrees Celsius, yeah. But I have a like I have a thermometer on my balcony and it says, and it said 42 degrees Celsius. Yeah. Like I'm not saying that the bastards are lying, but I kind of am.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of hot, let's go ahead and just talk about Forbidden Door. What was your favorite match of the day or that night?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a favorite match.
There were just so many damn good ones. So
there's just so many good ones. Like I will always say Zack Sabre Jr. and Claudio just because of the excitement. And you saw from the reactions I sent to you, I cried when Claudio music hit. Like, I really cried. Yeah. And because, like, guys, if you're not familiar with our show from the very beginning when it was on Select, I don't think we ever had an episode where I didn't rant about Cesaro not getting a push. Like, every goddamn episode,
I ranted
about just how ridiculously good Cesaro is. And I couldn't believe that they did nothing with him. Like, you know, he got that special treatment on WrestleMania last year when he was facing Seth Rollins. And the match was one of my favorites for the year. Like, you can't possibly have Seth and Cesaro in a ring together and not have an incredible match. Like, I remember the bar, like Cesaro and Sheamus against Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Like, that feud was incredible.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, that's the thing, like how you were saying about Cesaro or Claudio, you know, the when I first started like going to Fightful and being a Fightful Select member, that in the Q&A's that Sean would do every damn week, my question was about Miro or Rusev, because I saw so much potential in him, and also like Sheamus, or not Sheamus, but Cesaro. And like, those were the two guys that I'm like, wow, I just don't get it. Like, what are they doing? Like, these two guys can do it. Cause I'll never understand it. Like, the Rusev Day was making the company money and they were trying to get rid of it. It just shows how weird that was to me. Rusev Day was making that company money just based off t-shirt sales. And
I hated the fact that they didn't utilize it just because they weren't the ones who thought about it.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, the Orange Cassidy, Will Ospreay match was probably one of my favorites. But like, it's a hard thing. It's hard to say because there were so many damn great matches, and, it was just a good show. And I know, like, I see Corey put it in here too, but Shibata coming out, that was just like that.
I really hope that dude in the audience cried.
he said, I believe on Reddit, he said
on Reddit that he did. Oh,
yeah. So I believe that's where I read. And he told somebody, or maybe he said it on Reddit, but he supposedly he did. So good. I'm happy for him. So
yes. And I want to address Soupy's chat about Claudio and my hair. Like, this is an inside joke here.
I've heard this, like,
it's about Jeff Hawkins, like, all the love to Jeff, like, hugs and kisses, etc. Last year on WrestleMania, I said on the WrestleMania watch along for Fightful on Twitch, I said that I actually made a bet on Twitter that if Cesaro doesn't win, I'm gonna cut my hair. And because I'm always like far behind everyone else on the watch-alongs, and Jeff, the bastard, he said, "Oh no, Maggie, your hair!" And I'm like,
I was part of that watch-along. I know.
Yeah. Yes. And it was just so like, yeah. Every time I think about Cesaro, I think about my hair. And it's. I hope I don't cut my hair. You know.
Yeah. Well. You know, so we talked about Forbidden Door. The John Moxley won the interim title. So if CM Punk's back in time, I think that's going to be the main event for
All Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so that'd be cool. But this past week on Dynamite had one hell of a show. Wow. You had Blood and Guts main event was just absolutely, let's just be honest, it was what we call batshit crazy. I loved it. I absolutely loved every minute of that match.
I hope Santana's okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard much on him, actually.
I haven't heard anything because I've been working ever since then.
But yeah, like my favorite moment was, my first favorite moment was definitely Claudio. Like just getting that Detroit pop. Like just when he went nuts and my second, it might be tied with first, but was when Eddie Kingston got in there and just boom, like, that was like the best ever. And
this was so cartoonish and I loved it.
Yeah.
Like actually the best part for me in this match, and that's saying something, was when Ruby Soho appeared. And this is because she hasn't been on TV. Like you saw my reactions. I pop big time for Ruby. Because she every week on this show, I keep saying that I forget that she's in AEW because they don't use her. And I fucking hate that. And now I have this glimpse of hope that she might be the first woman in the BCC. Yeah. I will absolutely love that if that happens. And I've said this all the time, like more women in stables, please. Like it gives me more hope that women matter to men.
Oh, absolutely. And yes. I mean, that was one thing that I was kind of hoping with, like what was going on with the Super Elite type thing. I was kind of hoping, I'm like, man, that'd be kind of cool if Britt Baker and kind of teams up with them. Like, I thought that would be kind of cool. And because you had,
she kind of did, but they, yeah. Like, for a one off, like it's,
And I thought the same with like Anna Jay with Dark Order. So, I thought maybe they were going that route. I thought it would have been a good idea. But yeah, so you had that, which was just fantastic. Ethan Page versus Orange Cassidy. I loved that too. That was enjoyable.
Ethan Page matches are awesome. Like the guy can work. I hope that good things are in store for his future because I'm kind of disappointed right now by the way he's been booked in AEW because he deserves the world. He's also Canadian and part Macedonian, which is our Western neighbor. So he and I can talk a lot about history.
There you go.
Him and Ethan Page. Me and Ethan Page. So I hope that good things are in store for him in the future. Because I'm not happy.
There we go. There's our first super chat from John Barker. Thank you, sir. Didn't realize Maggie was a horse girl. More women in stables is a good shout. Was really happy for Ruby to be out there too. Hello, you handsome pair. Thank you.
briefly mentioning again something to rant about from last night's NXT UK, like annoying bartender cowgirl defeated Mackenzie. Like this is fucking frustrating to me because you're fucking burying your UK talent, and this needs to stop. Like every week, NXT UK is dying.
Yes.
Like where's your champion? Ilya Dragunov hasn't been on the show for a month.
Is he hurt? I think.
I have no idea, but they don't even mention him.
Yeah, I think
don't mention the title whatsoever, and it's worrying me. Like I need to reach out to Alex McCarthy and just talk about this for a while.
Yeah.
Like Mackenzie. Jesus, like why? Like I popped big time when she appeared on NXT UK because I was like, someone tell Pete Dunne right now because they had this weird sister-brother relationship and she was acting like him a lot, and he was annoyed, you know. I was really happy, but then like nothing happened. They didn't even mention each other on Twitter and social media or whatsoever. So yeah, another thing to be like annoyed about for NXT UK.
What else is new? It's not him. It's I got him confused with Nathan Frazer for a second. That's who I was thinking about, like the injury. Who's dealing with an injury?
Nathan Frazer is injured. Yeah, yes, Nathan Frazer is injured.
Yep.
But like, okay, Nathan Frazer is injured. Like, but like, what happened to A-Kid?
Yeah.
Who brought up?
Absolutely. Like, that was a guy that everybody talked about, what, a year ago? Just like how, it's like, man, this guy is going to just kill it. Or maybe it was a year and a half ago. Just was going to just absolutely kill it. And it's just, it's the same with like, with Nathan. It's just like, what the hell? You know, like, just let him wrestle for the love of God.
Yes.
But
and A-Kid is just amazing. Like, just purely amazing. Like, he was called up to NXT 2.0, like, had two or three matches or whatever. I don't remember. And then he went back to NXT UK. Like, he had a match on NXT UK. I don't know if that was pre-recorded or whatever. I have no idea. But, like, where is he? Where is the guy? Like, where is your champion?
Yeah, it was. I think it was taped. But yeah, so we were moving on, like, about from the AEW talk, and the
just one thing before we move on from Dynamite. That promo the Young Bucks did, they referenced Hangman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, "All our friends are injured. Well, we have one," and then they paused for a bit. The champions, yeah, we have the champions. And they surely reference. I will not stop talking about this. I cannot wait. Like, it's so happening. Like, they went to you know, to help out, like, after the title match at Forbidden Door. It was almost as if they were going out to help Adam Cole. But they were actually helping because of stupid camera work. I hated the camera work on Forbidden Door. Like, it sucked.
I made the joke. I'm like, I think Kevin Dunn's filling in for somebody.
Kevin Dunn is filling in, yeah. And they didn't show, like, the Young Bucks checking in on Hangman and not, like, and did Kyle O'Reilly just pull him away? I don't know if that happened. I don't know, because the camera work wasn't there. I cannot wait. I can't wait for this. Jesus. Yeah. Like that nod when Hangman was facing Kenny Omega, and to just give him the nod, and just he gave Kenny Omega the Buckshot Lariat. Jesus.
You know,
such good shit.
You know what I like telling you about that is I was there when
that
happened.
And you were at that show, like, Rob, anytime, you bitch.
Yeah, anytime you bring it up, I'm just like, hey, you know, I was there.
I was there.
Yeah. well, Ryan Sullivan sends us a super chat. Thank you, Ryan. NXT UK is just a figment of Maggie's imagination.
If it were, that it will be a lot different in a really weird and kinky way. So no.
Kinky way. Wow.
You do not want to know. Yeah, well, whatsoever.
You guys send in your super chats. You will find out.
Yes. No. Yeah. Like, I will mention this on the show. I will tell my dog story. But I'm gonna need $300. I'm gonna need $300, and I will tell the dog story. This is my first date story.
Oh, yeah.
I tell this story every time I go out on a date with someone, and this is the story that I can know that this person can put up with me. If he stays, it's okay. If he leaves, it's I'm better off. Yeah.
Well, I hope so. He pays that, because I would love to hear it.
Well, I'm not saying that one person needs to send it. I'm just saying, like, a total for the show.
Okay. Well, that. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope a lot of people pay it. Then that'd be worth it.
People send us money, so you know the dog story.
And hit that like button for us, because that does that helps us out a lot. And then leave us a comment, because that helps us out a lot too. So
if you guys leave a thumbs up and send in your super chats, maybe one day I'll get a t-shirt on Fightful Shop.
Yeah, that's true. We've been talking about that, but Maggie wants
this
to wait.
Face needs to be on a t-shirt, all right? Or underwear.
Yes. Okay. Well, hey, you never know. People buy all kinds of things I've found out online.
I don't give a crap.
Yeah. No, I know. It's perfectly fine. I have no problem with it either. Well, let's go ahead and preview Rampage since we're talking about Dynamite. Tonight you have the Royal Rampage, which sounds interesting. Basically, I believe it's a Battle Royal. I don't exactly know. So you got that going. You have Nyla Rose taking on Toni Storm. And, there was one more that I just had written down and I forgot about it. I was doing so good with no mistakes yet. So
what else is new?
I was doing so damn well.
Oh,
and
it's okay. It's not technical.
Oh yeah. Young Bucks versus, Goto and, Yoshihashi. That was it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good match. I'm anxious for that one. Because I always like what
it's gonna be a fun match. I'm happy that some of the New Japan talent stick around for a bit, yeah. So they can shoot some stuff and then they go. Like, it's better than them disappearing as if nothing happened. Like,
yeah,
there needs to be some follow up on some things. Yeah.
Yep. The well, let's go ahead and move on. What?
Just one question.
Yeah.
Do you think, because we're probably going to get Forbidden Door again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the next show will be in Japan?
Well, I do, but I'm wondering if like the next Forbidden Kingdom or Forbidden Door, Forbidden Kingdom. Jesus, I'm talking about that. Oh, what the hell was that? Was that a Jet Li movie, I think, or Jackie Chan? I don't know. There's a movie called Forbidden Kingdom, Forbidden Door.
Sure.
Anyways, I'm wondering if maybe night two of Wrestle Kingdom is Forbidden Door. I think that'd be pretty badass. But that I think the next one will be in Japan.
Okay.
I do. So
moving on.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you had more questions about that.
But, no, it was just
so we're gonna do a Forbidden Kingdom watch along sometime now if I pull sure. So I can cover myself. But no, somebody please, for the love of God.
If they end up calling it that, I'm gonna give you the biggest medal ever.
Yeah, well, that's because it was just pure effing luck, is what that was, if I get that. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the man that returned on Monday, John Cena. Oh, wow. Well played. I like that. That's well played. That's actually pretty good. At first I thought it was kind of cringe how he walked in and everybody's just kind of clapping. I thought that was kind of like, that's kind of weird, but,
yeah, but then they cut the camera to Becky Lynch, yeah. And then everything was better.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly what I was going to say. I love that. And it was
she is so special.
Yeah. And the one thing that I did like is kayfabe was like gone in that, because you saw Cena and Dolph Ziggler who shook hands and hugged those two. Like, if memory serves me correctly, it's those two didn't get along. Like, at the beginning, or Ziggler didn't really care for Cena, and then over time they got
it just went away, you know.
Yeah
it was a really real hug.
Yeah,
you know? It's just so, oh, I really want to hate you, but you're just
so I enjoyed that. And the in a way I'm glad they didn't kick off with that, because you kind of want to build that anticipation going.
Yes, this was a good call.
Yeah, it was good, and he came out and did his speech, and I thought it was a great speech, and it just showed that WWE is always going to miss that guy when he's not around. He's just that damn good on the mic.
Yeah, but do you know what he's good on the mic? Because they just, oh, whoa. We have porn bots.
Yeah. Okay. We did it. Hey, we hit that.
We did it. Yay.
We finally made it to that part of Twitter. YouTube.
Is it because of me?
It's either that or I logged into my wrong account again. So as always, that's what I'd always tell Drew. I'm like, oh, crap, I logged into my wrong account again.
Sure. So where was I going? Okay. Yeah,
see porn.
Okay, John Cena. Okay. Yeah. Jesus. So he's good because they just let him be John Cena and don't push a 50-page script in his face, you know, and just tell him what to say. And he just goes out and says a bunch of stuff. So when you think about it, he didn't even say that much.
Yeah.
He just went out and talked to the audience and to the WWE universe, which is something that John Cena always does. And again, he didn't make a point whatsoever.
Yeah. The only point was that, I mean, the only thing he made a point wise was about the
have a match someday.
That and how the WWE universe is together or whatever, you know what he meant.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, like, but like, yeah, I didn't need for Vince to introduce the guy.
Well, yeah, geez, that I mean, yeah, I don't need Vince on my TV at all, but
like for quite some time, like
I don't need him.
I appreciate the crap out of him walking away from Theory because it just this was the perfect example of him saying, I don't even know who you are, get off my face, without saying it.
Yeah.
He just went away. Like, this was I'll tell you why I liked it so much, because it was exactly what I would have done in this situation. Exactly. Like, this is why I loved it so much. Like, I love giving zero attention to people who annoy the crap out of me. Like,
yeah, it's great. I love doing the same myself. Yes. So, yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I thought overall the Raw was, I thought it was decent. I mean, John Cena was the most memorable thing. I think they're finally maybe starting to, they might be starting to show the Dom, like maybe leaving his dad type thing. I think that was the first, like, I think he might be going with Balor and Priest pretty soon. That's just my thing. I'm hoping anyways. I think they need to move him. If they need to move him one way or another, either to NXT or just get him away from his dad. Let Ray do some things on his own.
Yeah, but like they have been building towards that split for a while now.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's not because they're telling a story. They're absolutely not. They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's not why it's stretched out so much. Like,
oh yeah,
it's been happening even before Royal Rumble, because like they teased eliminating each other and they weren't even together in the ring during the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Like that storyline sucked. It would have been a different thing if it was a slow burn, but it's really not. It's just they don't know what they're doing the week after that. And that's why, like, I wonder if those scripts that are torn like an hour before the show, I wonder what's on those scripts all the time.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if really, really good storylines with the Mysterios are on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, well, there's no telling like how many good episodes they might have thrown away. What is that? Airplane?
Yeah, like it's that time of the year where a lot of American Navy like flights.
Oh. Have you been? Have you had a lot of Americans in the bar so far? Or. Not yet.
Not yet, but I suppose they will come one day or another. But I suppose that mostly they come during the weekends, and I rarely take weekend night shifts. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm sorry. I need to have this open because I don't have an AC because you guys don't send in super chats.
So we need $300 to hear Maggie's story, and we need another $300 for an air conditioner.
Yeah, I wish it was $300.
Yeah, whatever. I don't remember how much it is, but I remember trying to look for you, but
no.
I know. But yeah, I mean, Raw was Raw. I mean, a go home show that didn't really feel like a go home show. You had Drew.
Didn't even realize it was a go home show.
Yeah, you had Drew and Sheamus team up. And those two are always like, they're good friends. So when they team up,
Good friends have amazing matches.
Yeah, against the Usos.
Cesaro and Seth Rollins are the example here.
Well, there's $2. Who needs sex bots when you have Maggie? Yep.
Ah, yes. This is the most wonderful super chat. Thank you. I'll take this as a compliment, as I suppose it was meant.
Oh yeah, it probably. Yeah. So anyways, tonight SmackDown, they have a co-branded match between Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans is going against, or Lacey Evans is teaming up with Raquel Rodriguez and Shotzi, taking on Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, and Asuka tonight. So that's going to be a tag match. And then you also have the New Day taking on the Viking Raiders. That I have a feeling will probably be a pretty close to a squash match, which drives me up the effing wall. But
this is a 50-50 situation for me, because I'm just glad that the Viking Raiders are on my TV.
That's the thing.
I still hate the name. I will always hate that name.
Yeah.
But like their match against the Creeds on NXT just proved how amazing they are and underutilized they are.
Yeah, and that's one thing I can say is when I do buy the WWE, I will give them their Viking their names back, so they can be they can go back to, they can actually have any name they want. I don't care.
Sure.
They're gonna be.
It's up to them, you know. Like they know very well for themselves what suits them, what suits their style, suits their story, and
Yep. And you know something funny about this real quick, and here I am talking about football here, American football. So a couple of years ago, just hold on, a couple of years ago when they were starting with Fox, WWE, they would send WWE like to football games, like NFL games, like they would sit in the crowd and stuff. Well, there was a game between the Minnesota Vikings against the Oakland Raiders. So you had the Viking Raiders. This is when they just changed their name. They didn't send the Viking Raiders to that game. They sent Rey Mysterio.
Oh, fuck.
How do you not do that? I mean, Rey Mysterio is cool.
Well, because it's Rey Mysterio. Everyone knows Rey Mysterio. Nobody will know the Viking Raiders.
Everybody knows Rey Mysterio. You're right. But a lot of the people they did send, they didn't know either. But, I'm sorry. I know you don't like us talking about football.
it's not that I don't like you talking about football, but... like, I cannot join in the conversation.
No, I know. I'm just trying to...
I don't know any word.
I know. That's why I was just saying, like, there was something to do with it, so that's why I said it. The, I didn't have this on the script, but I wanted to talk about it because I just thought of it right now. Sasha Banks. So, there's been some rumors going around that WWE did release her. However, they're trying to fix it where they can bring her back, supposedly, because they want the good. I think they want good press. But my question is, if that's true, how the hell do you do that? How do you let somebody go and then say, we messed up? Like, that's the same thing. Like, don't, if you're going to suspend them for a while. Don't just say, okay, you're released. And then somebody has to change their damn mind. You don't do that. You just don't. I guess her contract's really up, are really close to up, so that's why I don't know the full. I don't think we'll know the full story, but this is just going based off the rumors. And
you will never know the full story until she opens up about it.
Yeah. Oh, somebody sees you.
Jesus.
You got cat corn. Somebody.
It's not me.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Well. We're like, oh, hello. But are you sure?
Okay, I'm gonna die of heat, but I'm not gonna listen to that anymore. Yeah.
So, it won't be long. Maybe you'll be broke at your door.
Well,
I'm not the one having technical difficulties today.
It's not technical
difficulties. I know. I'm just giving you
douchebag.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you crap. But
okay, the Sasha Banks thing.
Yeah,
it's. I think that if it does happen, like they, because like, okay, did they release her for real? Is she released?
Well, that's the thing. We don't really, really know.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, just listen. If she really is released, and then they do end up bringing her back, this will say a lot more about Sasha Banks than WWE.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. I definitely would agree with that. Yeah, and like I said, I know we didn't have that on the script, but it just kind of came up like when we were talking about it. And but that's the thing. And like I'm baffled by how they would if that's true how they would release somebody and then just say, oh, we changed your mind. And that's kind of like the Jeff Hardy thing. Like we release him. Oh, there were rumors that they were trying to get him back, and he basically confirmed that they were offering him. Like the Hall of Fame spot and stuff like that. So,
yes.
Well, Maggie, it is going to be time for our first.
I so love it when you remember to play that. Yeah.
It's a miracle.
It's a fucking miracle. So, Rob, you know that when I stumbled upon this story, I said that, okay, this is the one because our history with chickens.
Yep, I do. I do know that one.
Look at all those chickens.
That will never get old for me.
No, like you're the first one who ever showed this to me. I died laughing. And you were like, oh, come on. You've seen this before, right? Oh, like, no, that's the first time.
Oh, that made it even better, though.
Yes, that definitely made it better. Because, guys, I stumbled upon a story about, Thailand removed cannabis from its list of narcotics substances. Hopefully, they hope that this will increase tourism and pharmaceutical industries. And chickens could end up being a major beneficiary of the relaxation because scientists believe that cannabis supplemented chickens on an organic chicken farm suffered from fewer cases of bronchitis, and the quality of meat was just superior, and it was tender compared to non-supplemented chickens. So, which goes to show you that maybe, like, I'm not a user. Like, the smell of this just makes me incredibly nauseous. Like, I have low blood pressure, and it's, like, it's not a good thing for me to like, use. And, but if this does end up happening, like, it's going to be, like, a good thing because I always, like, we, like, all the people around me who are nutritionists always end up saying, like, yeah, okay, like, chicken is, like, it's a good thing to eat, but it's, like, the most drug-infested meat, you know? Like, it's stuffed with all kinds of chemicals in it. So maybe skip it. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, what am I supposed to eat? Like, I don't eat any other meat because it's like gross.
Yeah.
You sent the link. Yeah.
Yep, thank you. I put the link in there.
You put the link in. Thank you for that. So you guys can check up the articles yourselves. I just wanted to talk about chickens on the show, just so you can have an excuse to post that video. And every chance I get, I will reenact this on a video and send it to you. Like whenever I see a lot of birds, I will send that. So guys, check out the article yourselves.
And I'll plug that website too. They always have like it's their name. It's Good News Network. They always
it's
have
Good News Network. Yeah, amazing, amazing articles. Like if you ever have a down day, just go on that site and you'll be uplifted. Like every Cooper Effect story comes from this site.
Oh yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The So no, I absolutely loved it. And I read it when you sent it to me, and I was just like, that's cool.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it works. And what's funny is after I read it, about 5 minutes later, I found out in Minnesota that they're legalizing, edibles. Like,
okay.
So I was like, well, that's kind of ironic that I just go from that to that.
You just read that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this is a sign. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then I've been wanting to try edibles. So I'm like, maybe this would be a good thing for Select. So
I've never tried and I don't even want to the only thing I have in my body, on this side of, addictions are cigarettes. And I really, really tried to quit. I was really good for 3 weeks, and then my grandmother went to hospital and for like three times in 1 month. And it was like incredibly stressful for me. Like she's having surgery next week.
Oh yeah.
Her heart surgery. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fingers crossed, guys.
Yes, absolutely. And it's been a while for that. I know, well, when she first had the problem, so I'm glad they're going to have that surgery.
It was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And she's finally realized, because I was like, why are you refusing to have the surgery? And she was like beating around the bush, and then some days after that she calls me and she's like, well, I'm going to have the surgery. And I'm like, what changed? And it looks like the friend of the family was able to pull some strings, and the surgery will be free. And I was was this about the fucking money? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
So yeah, she's gonna have the surgery, and what? I'm not staying with this window.
Oh no, open it. That's fine.
Keep it open.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Okay.
Throwback sends us a super chat. Our guy Throwback says, "Hey guys, what do you think about Logan Paul signing? Is it a good thing?"
Oh yes. Wait, also, do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we will. Also, good luck on the Money in the Bank challenge. Much love, you guys. Working on hot cars here, and then he did send another one here real quick. He said, "Thank you for you guys made last week better. Thank you. I'm okay." So, well, first off, glad to hear that, my dude. That's great. I'm glad you're doing better. As far as Logan Paul, absolutely. That was on our script per se.
To-do list.
Yeah, that's our to-do list. And absolutely, it's a good signing because he has so many followers, social media followers, and he's popular as hell. So you get more eyes on him. That means more eyes on your product. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think it's a good signing. We saw what he did at WrestleMania, and I mean, he was good. So, why not?
So, okay, bear with me on this one because it's gonna be a bit of a bumpy ride because I haven't had that much time to think about it. But this, like WWE signing Logan Paul, is a good thing. Kinda. So, he does bring eyes on the product, and I suppose that this is the main thing here. Having that big of a star, I suppose, because I have no idea who Logan Paul is, seriously. Like, I know who the guy is because of WWE and wrestling as a whole. Like, this is the only reason why I know who that guy is. I don't watch boxing. I have no idea what that dude's all about. I have no idea why people hate the guy. Seriously, I have. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, like,
apparently he's a douche. Okay, like it's or you know something like that. I have no idea, and I don't care. Okay, like I really don't care.
Yeah, Jake Paul is his brother. Jake Paul's the wrestler or the boxer. So.
But what is like Logan Paul? What is his business?
He's social media, like basically YouTube videos. He made YouTube videos, just very popular.
But like why don't people like him? Seriously.
Because he.
I suppose he really does have a punchable face. I can get on board with that, but it's like he looks like two fives of Parkway Drive, the band, like they are like blonde with curly hair, and they're like surfer dudes, and they have the same body.
Yeah.
Another show on Fightful Select on Fightful Overbook while I talk about Parkway Drive. Like this is amazing. Mainly it's a good thing because he'll draw eyes on the product, and if actually more people start watching SmackDown and or Raw, I have some little faith left in them that they will go, oh shit, people are watching, so we need to try better, you know. Yeah. So wow. I little hope, but it's still there. I suppose. People in the chat, please tell me if you can hear the wind that's coming out of my window, because I suppose it's gonna start raining soon, and it's a good thing. So people in the chat, please tell me if you can hear the wind, because if you don't hear the wind, it's great for me because I'm actually cool for a change. The thing is that they're bringing in and they're building towards someone that is basically, he's not a wrestler. I know that his WrestleMania match was one of my favorites on this card for this year.
Oh, like, yeah.
The dude isn't Bad Bunny at all, but he's getting there. I suppose he will get there. But when you look at the big picture, you can see that they're not even trying to build stars anymore. They just rent them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they have so many amazing people on that roster. They have an amazing talent in the eyes of each and every one of those people in the back. So they decide to get the Ronda Rouseys, and they decide to get the Logan Pauls, and whatever. I suppose that, okay, WrestleMania can be built towards that. And he was having a match on SummerSlam. Okay, but like he has a contract now. And like I'm sure that if they keep him away from the title picture, that's fine. But like, on the other hand, why have him with a contract? Like, what do you do? I'm sure he's going to be amazing, because what he showed at WrestleMania showed us that he can actually go. Like, they're going to have, they're having the match against Baron Corbin and Alex McCarthy, right? Oh my God. Alex McCarthy.
I was like, what the hell? Like, hold on. Time out.
Alex McCarthy will kick his ass. No, okay. That's not.
I'm going to clip this for Alex, though.
Just shout out to Alex McCarthy. Jesus.
250. Okay, I can remember that.
This is going to be an awesome match, though. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Let me read
Pat McAfee.
The super chat first. Ricardo the Mock says, Ricardo the Mark says, I'm hitting my bong and on your honor, Maggie.
Like, you know, you do you. Like, good for you. Like, as long as you're having fun, that's good in my book.
Gonna read one more. John, well, thought I was. Let's see here.
John!
John Barker sends another one here for us. Both of them are boxers, Logan and Jake. People don't like Logan because he filmed a dead body in a suicide forest on YouTube 8 years ago. Yeah, that pretty much.
Oh, that helped. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that I was looking at the story when you were talking. I'm like, there's a lot. I know he's done a lot of things, but that basically.
Shit, what a crappy thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. I get it now. He surely doesn't act like someone who did that, you know. Yeah. He's incredibly cocky for someone who did that. Okay, so it's sure. So okay, well, what was I talking about before I got
McAfee.
That information?
Okay. Pat McAfee,
aka Alex McCarthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have the Pat McAfees again on the show, but like Pat McAfee. I'm actually extremely excited to see him wrestle because, like, they'll never reference his time in NXT because his time in NXT was in NXT Black and Gold. They want to forget about that whole era.
Any feud, like, and his feud was like, with Adam Cole.
With Adam Cole, yeah, sure. But, like, and it was, War Games match, right?
Yeah,
War Games. Okay. Okay, War Games. And he did a lot of amazing stuff in there. Like his dive from the cage. Was it like a moonsault from the top of the cage? Like, I don't even remember. I only remember being fucking mesmerized by the guy. Like, I couldn't wait for him to mess up because I didn't like him. And then after that match, I was like, shit, now I like him. Like, that's how it goes. And shout out to Pat McAfee, like the one guy I cannot wait to listen on commentary.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He's absolutely great, absolutely great. And he brings out the best in Michael Cole, and we need that. Because Michael Cole's got like a lot, you know, stale over the years, you know, because it's Michael Cole. And having that in mind, I was really excited, and I was really glad to hear Kevin Kelly on Forbidden Door. I was so hoping that he would be on the show for commentary, and like he is one of my all-time favorite commentators, like ever.
Oh yeah,
right,
he's great.
Now, like that dream team they had with Taz, Excalibur, and Kevin Kelly, this might be it for me. This is it.
Yeah, it was. It was the commentary was great, and I mean they brought JR later, and I'm kind of wondering why. That was something I was gonna bring up earlier, but I forgot to. That they're kind of doing that with Jim Ross now. They brought him in like that last hour and a half or so of Forbidden Door, and then they brought him in for the main event of Blood and Guts.
Yeah, well, sure. I suppose they're gonna bring him out for the big matches, and I kind of suppose that they didn't have him on the show because, you know, his history with pronouncing names is
that
good.
I didn't think of that.
And that I suppose that that's why they didn't have him on the show. But they did bring him out for the big one, you know.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So I suppose they'll be doing that thing, and you know. You know that you're about to have an amazing match when you hear JR's music play and he goes onto the commentary table. I suppose that's what they're doing here. And I'm absolutely okay with that. So, Logan Paul, I'm going to wait and see what they do with him. But, like, if they immediately put him in the U.S. title picture, I will not be okay with that because you have Ali. You have Chad Gable, and you have so many like amazing names which are built towards the years. You have Shinsuke Nakamura not doing anything, but like if they decide to put the Intercontinental Championship on him from Walter, like this is the thing. I'm gonna be happy to see a Logan Paul match as long as it's against Walter. Like, I'm gonna assume that he will sell the crap out for Walter.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Gunther ever, so Walter,
no, that's fine.
So I'm just that, like those white titties that he has, that white chest turning red will be an amazing thing to watch. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. I just have nothing like for that. That was hilarious. So we're somebody we're going to have on here in just a second. It's going to be Chris Mueller, who just wrote an excellent piece on Bleacher Report regarding Pride Month, like from like he had AEW interview. He interviewed five different people from AEW. He technically interviewed Kid Bandit as well, but there was something that happened with the interview, so he wasn't able to do that. So it wasn't able to he wasn't able to share that part of the article. So he's going to be on in a few minutes. I'm looking forward to that. But since we're waiting before he comes on, Maggie, Io Shirai, what do you think of this? Dave Meltzer this morning reported that her contract is coming up pretty soon, and he made it sound like she's going back home. I see chat's actually just now starting to talk about it before we did. So what, obviously she's badass. She's awesome.
Io Shirai must be in the conversation of the greatest women's wrestlers in the planet, period. Not having her on your roster surely must hurt a lot. And if it doesn't, it's your loss. But good on her for going home. Like, if she wants to be home, like, she has the right to go home. Absolutely. Like, I suppose that it's never an easy thing, you know, to be that far away from your family and from your home. Like, I have no idea what that's like, because I've always been here. And I suppose if I ever go to Canada, if you guys send in your super chats, that if I ever go to Canada, I'll miss the crap out of this place. I'll know that I'll be in a better place, but I'll miss my family. I'll miss the nature. I'll miss the seaside and the mountains and everything. Like, it's a no matter how amazing that other place is that you live in, it's kind of cold because it's not your home. You know, it's a little bit different. So good on her. Like, whatever she decides to do, it's like, it's for the best. Like, if she, like, wrestling is amazing with Io Shirai, with her, because she will always make your eyes glued to the TV. Like, you can never not watch Io Shirai's matches. Her against Sasha Banks was on NXT way back when Sasha Banks and Bayley held the tag team championships, and they went to NXT like they said they would do. And it's like, I was thinking that Io would be called up a long time ago, because the moment she lost that title, she had nothing left to do and she had nothing else to prove on NXT. But then they, like, you know, they did a couple of things with her, but she disappeared because I didn't even notice that she wasn't on the show, because that wasn't NXT anymore for me. Like, NXT stopped existing for me the moment they created NXT 2.0. She doesn't have a place in NXT 2.0, you know? She's not, like, she was one of the pillars of the black and gold NXT. She was the one main eventing all these shows. And she was the one who made NXT the thing that it was. And she was the one who made a lot of people fall in love with NXT, because she was NXT. And that's not her NXT anymore. And if she doesn't want to go to the main roster, she has the absolute right not to go. And if she wants to leave, she can leave. And Yeah, she can go hug Kairi Sane, and I suppose she misses the crap out of her. So whatever she decides to do, like, she does it. I cannot hear you, Rob.
There we go. That was my first technical difficulty of the day, so we're back. I actually hit mute, so.
Sure.
But we have our guest here now, so going to add him in, the voice of God. Chris, how you doing, man?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Oh, there you go. That is the spot.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. For those who are not familiar, I'm so in love with Chris's voice.
I'm going to record a chapter of Maggie's favorite book and send it to her as a birthday gift next year.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Oh, she's blushing.
My ass is sweating.
Wow.
Wow, okay. Man, that's an accomplishment. First time a woman's ever said that to me.
That is an accomplishment, actually.
Wow. That's going to be our new tagline for this show.
Yeah, hi guys, my ass is sweating.
That's Maggie's Fightful merch. Just her face, my ass is sweating.
Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. My ass is sweating.
Jesus. So, moving on, because this is getting ridiculous.
You started this.
I just mentioned it. Doc, you wrote such an amazing article. I couldn't stop reading it. Like, I actually read it twice. Tell us a bit about that process. What was that like?
Well, I reached out to AEW really early in the month, actually, to see if they were interested in doing something like this. And it took a while for them to get back to me because they've been so busy this month, obviously. And they've been probably just inundated with interview requests. And what I was asking for was not one interview. I was asking for five. So I kind of thought after about a week that it just wasn't going to happen. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do something else related to Pride Month before the month is over or something. And then they got back to me and I couldn't believe when they were like, oh yeah, we can get you everybody you asked for. So that was amazing. And so over the course of a week, I did those interviews with the five AEW stars.
Hold on. Sorry. 1 second.
What's wrong?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a
porn bots. It's and I wasn't paying attention. Bots. Oh, I just blocked Corey. Hold on.
Don't block Corey.
I didn't mean
Jesus.
To. Give me 1 second.
He's one of our biggest fans.
Holy shit. I don't know how to fix this. Hold on. Do. I don't know if he's still blocked.
So, Doc, please continue.
Oh, yeah. So I conducted those interviews over the course of about a week. And then it took almost that long to transcribe all the interviews and put everything together and trim the quotes down. Because I wish I could have included every word that they said. But, like, you know, some of the people's answers were incredibly long because they had a lot to say, but
sure.
You know, everybody when they speak is a little repetitive. So once you cut out repetitive statements and unnecessary words as in like, and you know, and stuff like that, you can really trim it down pretty easily. But I was just so kind of blown away by the response that it had yesterday. Like, everybody has been so incredibly kind and supportive about it. I like, Twitter can be a terrible place, and I literally only had 3 replies that I was like, I should hide this. So that was really nice to see.
It was amazing thing to see because they talked a lot about, you know, hearing all this positivity during Pride Month, and they said, please don't show us that support only during Pride Month. Like, support us throughout the entire year. And, like, don't the notion that, oh, it's Pride Month, so you need to push your LGBTQ wrestlers. No, like, do it all the time, just not only during Pride Month. So that's, yeah. Rob, I you needed. I'm sure you were about to. Yeah, I'm sure you were about to ask some questions, and I cut you off real good.
I saw a comment. I saw a comment from Corey earlier, and then it popped off the screen right away.
Yeah, it's like normal. There has to be some kind of like technical difficulty with me, and at least it's not the computer freezing, so I'll take that. Well, yeah, my question, you actually answered that, like when you started, it was basically how did you get everybody together for this interview? It was what my question was going to be, but since you already answered that, my next question was, I know you, Kid Bandit was part of this interview process too. Yeah. And something happened with the file, or so
it was so weird. Like, I use Google Voice to record these calls because it's good enough to record everything and get what I need, and it's just not podcast quality, but I don't care about that because I'm not publishing the audio anywhere.
Yeah.
So every other time I've ever done this, I've had no problems. And then I go to listen back to the actually I didn't listen to it first. I immediately downloaded it and uploaded it into a transcription software. Mm-hmm. And it came back as just complete and utter nonsense, like no real words, just whatever. And so I go to listen to the file, and it sounds, I keep saying this, it sounds like two robots talking to each other underwater. Oh. It was like, it was impossible to decipher a single word. And I knew that I could never recreate Bandit's quotes based off my memory.
Oh, never. Yeah.
And it was just so unfortunate because I really wanted them to be involved with the article, because they're such a prominent name on the indie scene right now. Yeah. And also just a really great person in general. Like, every interaction I've ever had online with Bandit has been nothing but pleasant. So I was really disappointed, but I am going to look for an excuse to get Kid involved with something else in the future. We're definitely going to have Kid on the Marvel podcast that Phil Lindsay, Graham Matthews, and I do randomly. Oh, cool. Whenever there's something to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm certainly going to look for excuses to get them involved with something at Bleacher Report again. But I was just, you know, I was just really thankful for the time that they gave me. And that's why I made sure to include a little shout out in the article and a really nice promo pic that Bandit had sent me to use. Cause I at least wanted to have a little bit of exposure in the article for them at the very least, because they were generous enough to give me their time and talk on some topics that might not be so great to talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's, yes, the other thing is, like, all five people that were included in the article and Bandit, like, the amount of honesty and openness with which they addressed some of these issues was so nice, because you really shouldn't have to sugarcoat these things. They should be allowed to just say, like, this is the kind of discrimination I deal with on a daily basis. And if people, like, doubt that, all you got to do is go look at their replies and see the kind of stuff, mm-hmm, that people say to them. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yep. All you need to do is come to Bulgaria and you'll see what's it like. Like,
yeah.
I always struggle during Pride Month, because it's not a good month to live in Bulgaria, because you see just how the majority of the population here is just extremely homophobic. And I've talked to Doc about to Chris about it on Twitter. I'm not gonna mention the crappy things we've been dealing recently, because, like, it's not that good of a thing. And like, I needed to read this article, just I needed to read people dealing with those problems talk about it, because I see it all the time. I see it in my day life, and like, I see, like, toxic masculinity every day. And when those kinds of people see someone who is actually happy with someone else, like, from the same gender, and they just start like ranting about it, and that's not normal, that's not, and I'm like, can you just let people be happy? Like, and they're not, yeah, not normal. And it's, and I'm like, you keep saying that word, are you normal?
Yeah, who gets to define what normal is?
Yeah, I mean, who are you? Like, it's not, and they were like, it's not, and they just started mentioning the Bible, and I'm like, do not tell me that you're religious, because you're not. Like, you're using it as an excuse right now because you're not religious.
And it's
like
the same whatsoever. It's the same thing with this BS with the Roe versus Wade stuff getting overturned, people using religion as an excuse. And
yeah,
I mean, we're supposed to have, at least in the United States, like, one of the things they're supposed to have is separation of church and state, and that's just not the case anymore. And it's really unfortunate that it affects so many people, because, like, I consider myself extremely lucky. I was born a straight white man to a middle class family in the suburbs of America. Like, there are very few situations where I don't get to walk into something with a clear advantage because of that. And it's very unfortunate that that's the world we live in, because I shouldn't have an advantage over anybody else based off of any of those things.
Yeah.
That's why it was also really important for me to be able to write this, because, I mean, the term ally seems kind of weird, but, like, that is, you know, what I want to be to people, because it's important that everybody feels the same level of love and respect, no matter who they are in their personal lives. Like, as long as you're, like I said in the article, as long as you're a good person, none of the other things should matter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's,
except a wonderful voice like this.
Yeah. And that's certainly one thing helps. That we love about you. You're just a great guy, friendly. And like this article, like we were going to talk about it today, and I was thinking, I'm like, you know, it'd be better just to maybe have you on, because you could explain it. And yeah. I just put the link.
I really appreciate that too, because it's not Pride Month anymore. So it's great that we can talk about this outside of Pride Month.
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
there you go. Yeah. Rob sent me a DM and he was like, do you mind if we have like Chris on the show for the article? And I was, because I was walking home while he texted me, and I was about to text him, what a stupid question.
Well, I knew that. Well, the thing is I knew the answer, but like sometimes I just want to be like, it's just one of those things where we always
ask out of a courtesy, even if you think the answer is yes, you ask. Yeah. You know, it's good. I wouldn't have wanted to come on if it was
and just put Chris on the show.
Well, although I did suggest to Rob, I was like, if you haven't told Maggie yet, don't. It'll be funny if I just come on and surprise out of nowhere with my voice.
Yeah, and I thought about that too, but you know, like
I would have choked on my water. Jesus. Yeah.
Well, Jesus. Okay.
Never change, Maggie.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to talk about real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The other reason that I really wanted to write this article is also because of a lot of the people in my life. Like, I have some very, very good friends in the LGBTQ+ community. One who I think you two are probably familiar with from all the stuff I've dealt with them on Twitter is my friend Riley McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young trans woman who, in my opinion, has one of the most amazing stories in the world. Like, so, I mean, can I take a minute and explain it to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, for one thing, she's been following my work since almost the beginning of Bleacher Report, like, literally, like, over 10 years, and was also probably one of the first people to follow me on Twitter. And just for years was just, you know, liking and supporting and all this stuff. And so at some point, you know, a few years ago, I was like, I should just follow this person back. They seem really, really great. And over the years, we've just been more and more friendly with each other. And then really over the last like 6 months or so, we've started communicating like offline and in personal lives. And like now she's literally one of my closest friends in the world. She lives in Australia. And what's crazy is like the story that she has with her fiance right now should be a movie. Like this is, it's crazy. She met her fiance online, like playing a Pokemon video game or something like that, I believe. And it was one of those things where like, I think Riley like stole a card that her fiance wanted. And then like they became rivals, like jokingly. And then they just sort of like fell in love with each other and went and actually took trips to see each other and be with each other. And then eventually Riley moved her whole life to Australia. And meanwhile, her fiance, Jem, has been with her while she discovered she was trans, began the transition process, and is now living as a woman. And they're about to get married. Like, how is that? Like, I even told this to Riley. I'm like, how is that not the greatest love story in the world? Like, because that so is sweet. That is, like, in my opinion, that is absolutely an example of true love. Because for somebody like her fiance Jem to sit there and be like, yes, I love you no matter what you it is like, it's such a beautiful thing. So she's a big reason why I wrote this article, because I want people like her and other people in that community to know that there are people like me who love and support them, because not a lot of people like me outwardly do that. And that's unfortunate, because I've said this on Twitter many times. If you take the time to get to know any of these people, you're going to quickly realize they're just people. Like, we shouldn't be looking at them as in a different community. We should all be one community, no matter who you love or who you're attracted to.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I definitely appreciate you joining us for a few minutes, and I put the link in our chat, so that way if somebody wants to read the article, definitely recommend it. It was a great article.
Yeah, and I cannot take credit for the article being great, because it's literally 90% quotes from Nyla Rose, Sonny Kiss, Anthony Bowens, Aubrey Edwards, and Mercedes Martinez. So they're the ones who really... I can take the credit for a nice intro, but... they're the ones who deserve the credit for being so open with their thoughts.
Yes, of course, but you can take the credit for being not like thoughtful enough to put this thing together as a whole. So take the goddamn flowers.
I appreciate that. It's just one of those things where I don't think there should be special credit paid for something like that, because it's just, it should be something we're talking about, and it should be something that we're all discussing.
For sure. Well, of course, Doc, we tomorrow you're going to be joining us for the pre-show for the Money in the Bank. It sounds like we're going to probably do that show. Maggie, you already told me what time. 10 o'clock your time-ish? Is that right? You were thinking?
Yeah.
So 2 o'clock. Okay, so 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central is probably when we're going to do it.
Perfect.
If that works. So on Fightful Select, so make sure you join us for that. We're still going to go ahead and do our predictions. So, Doc, I want to say thank you for hanging out with us for a few minutes, and we'll let you go, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. Bye. So that was Doc, one of our good friends. He's awesome. Always a good guy. I recommend you following him if you don't. It's at BR underscore doctor, or is it doctor underscore BR? I can't remember.
it's but, BR.
Okay. I thought it was BR. So, but anyways, Maggie, we got about 10 minutes left. So let's go ahead and do our Money in the Bank predictions. Now, before I go into that, today you were on, well, you recorded it the other day, but you were on a show recently with our guest who's going to be the guest who's going to be on Fightful Select today. Can you tell us the name of the show and who you were on with?
I was on with Rick and SP3. Let me just say that this was just such a fun show to be on. And it's like both these guys are absolutely incredible, because, like, you know, you have chemistry with people who are incredibly awesome, because you're just gonna have a nice time, because it's when you talk about something you love so much, like wrestling, and the people are good themselves, you just know it's a good thing. We were on their YouTube page at Believe in Pro Wrestling. So Rick reached out to me, and of course I immediately said yes, because it's fun being on all these shows. Shout out for them doing it so early for them in a regular time for me. Like, we did it at 5 p.m. my time, 10 a.m. for Rick, and for SP3 it was like 3 in the afternoon for him, because he's in the UK. I was incredibly honored to be on with them. Like, we had so much fun. I do have one goal, and one goal only, in my career as a podcast personality myself. I one day hope to do a prediction show with Denise Salcedo. Like, I love this woman so much. Like, the day, like, because, like, okay, maybe, I suppose someday it will happen, like, in the far future. But Denise will one day ask me on the show, and I'll be on Denise's show, and I'll make it. You know, it's going to be so much fun. So, talking about Money in the Bank.
All right. Well, Denise is awesome. I love Denise. Have you ever heard the story about me and Denise after Full Gear, or before Full Gear at Rampage? I gave her, so at Full Gear, after Full Gear, which SP3 was at, that's where I met him too. That same day I met both of
great.
them.
I've met nobody.
Yeah, well, you need to move to Canada, that way you can meet people. But I still want to go to Bulgaria because I know a bartender there. But anyways, I was nice. I gave her a ride back to her Airbnb, and I played. I don't listen to Taylor Swift. I'm not cool like Jeremy and her, but I let her. I played Taylor Swift the whole way back for her, and that was me turning from a heel to a face. Because I was a nice guy. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Let's do this real quick. Yeah. Bianca Belair taking on, son of a bitch.
Carmella.
Thank you. I had Oscar in here and I'm like, that's not right. So
okay. Bianca's winning this one. Kudos for Carmella for filling in, for Rhea Ripley. I'm devastated that Rhea Ripley is not on the show, but I suppose I hope that she'll be better for SummerSlam, because that will be an awesome match for SummerSlam. And yes, move Maggie to Canada. Yes. Bianca Belair is winning. Like I mentioned on the show with Rick and SP3. I suppose a lot of matches are slam dunk here because they're so obvious. And they're easy, but like other ones are not that much. So Bianca Belair is winning this one.
Okay. I have Bianca winning this too. You can't take that belt away from her. SmackDown Women's Championship, you have Ronda Rousey taking on Natalya. Same thing. Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Like they had a decent previous match when Ronda was champion previously, you know. Natalya tapped out pretty quick, and
United States Championship, Theory defending his title against Bobby Lashley.
Well, that's the thing, this sucks, because I kind of thought that Lashley was winning this match, because obviously, like, he's, you know, I don't want to see Theory on my screen anymore. But then, it's... Then, like, SP3, like, filled my head with some ideas that Lashley could win the match, but via countout, you know, because Theory will just not get in the ring, and then he'll retain the title. But then I don't want Theory to have a match against Cena at SummerSlam for that title, because I don't want... You know, Cena to be a part-timer and hold that title. You know, it's like SP3 put all these thoughts in my head, and I really hate it. But I'm gonna say Lashley wins this. But on the other hand, if Lashley doesn't win it, and he just goes on to, you know, to bigger feuds with Roman, like it's so frustrating, because if they had any idea what they're doing, this would have been easy. But here we are.
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty much with you. I just, for whatever reason, I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think, you know what? Hell with it. I'm just going to go with Bobby Lashley. I think they got to let Bobby Lashley win this. Yeah. The Usos versus the Street Profits for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. The Usos aren't going to lose these belts yet.
They're not losing those belts.
So, yeah. So Usos win easily, or well, Usos win. Women's Money in the Bank match, bank ladder match, Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Asuka, and Becky Lynch. My heart wants Liv Morgan.
Yeah, okay. This is what I said on the show with SB3 and Rick. I said Liv Morgan because, like, I thought she was, like, she was meant to have, like, the this push. And, like, winning a title with a money via cash in, like, it doesn't hurt the former champion as much as actually pinning him in a regular match. This is why, like, Liv Morgan could never have won the title from Becky, because, like, come on, it's Becky, you know, and they don't do that. Like, it's, I'm not saying that Liv shouldn't win a title. I'm saying that they think Liv shouldn't win a title. So Liv winning the Money in the Bank briefcase and actually holding it for a bit and then cashing it in a reasonable time would have been better. But now I kind of think that Becky's winning this match.
We got a super chat from Spot Center. Wrestling going to wrestling tomorrow in Pittsburgh with my son. You guys do a great job here. Well, thank you, man. I hope you have a great time tomorrow. That's awesome. That's cool. That's awesome. Awesome. I like hearing that. Anytime you can bring a kiddo with you to a wrestling show is always fun.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, wow. We got another one. Soupy. Okay. I get it. By the power vested in me by the Queen and the government of Canada, I here bestow upon you two honorary Canadian status on Canada Day. Conditions may apply. Oh, geez. That didn't take long. We already got more porn bots.
What is it with the porn bots today? Like, I didn't talk about my butt as much as I do regularly.
I don't know. They just see that Fightful name and they just come right at us. That was weird. Cool. Anyways, that's what I want. I want Liv Morgan, but I think I think Alexa Bliss wins.
I will also be happy with that as well. Yeah.
Men's Money in the Bank ladder match, Seth Rollins versus Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, Omos, Sami Zayn, and Riddle. Is there a mystery person too?
A mystery person, yeah, to be determined. I got Seth here, but if Omos wins that Money in the Bank briefcase, you will get my reaction video.
Okay.
Because I will be livid.
Yeah, I don't.
If that happens,
I'll tell you guys right now. If that happens, the first 20 minutes of the show next week is going to be Maggie going off and me going off. So maybe even 30 minutes. I don't know.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready because that's the truth. For the men's, who do you have winning?
Seth
Rollins. Right now, I have Seth Rollins. It just really depends who that mystery man is. I just have no idea who they're going with. I've been trying to.
Well, isn't there a match between Kevin Owens and Ezekiel to determine who that person is?
Oh, is it? I did not know that. Is there, if it is, it's tonight.
I think.
Okay, is that, I hope that's a fly. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Another way, Maggie lost her shit, I guess. But
I suppose, like, I don't know, okay. Like, because how can you have, like, it's Kevin Owens. He's been in every Money in the Bank match ever.
Well, like, that's how I felt about AJ Styles too. How the hell do you not have AJ Styles in this match?
Yeah, because, like, he, like, okay, his face is hurt enough. I don't need him to break any more of his stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think, yeah, I'm not showing that he's in it, so that they're having a match for this. I don't show that they have a match unless something's
changed.
I don't know. No, so... I'm just saying that's, I think it's still a mystery person. And I said something
for the women's, like, what I always wanted for Bayley to come out and pull out Brock Lesnar and just steal the Money in the Bank briefcase and just walk away and just disappear. sorry, disappear, like not be on the show. This was what I wanted, but like I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I think Seth Rollins wins as well. That mystery person, see, this is what Scott says, and that's what I thought. I thought you were right, but I just know that they didn't have it, so that's why I was confused. So I don't know how they're, unless they do like maybe a pre-show match indeterminate, but they would have to announce that tonight, I would think so. Or they could just do it tonight, I guess. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But yeah, guys, that's our show today. No joke of the day, because the joke I had was not appropriate for anything.
And just like, don't play like the reactions. Just like we need to go on select and be joined by SP3 because we have limited time with SP3. And so guys, please leave a like on this video, leave a comment, and you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. And we're here every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. my time. So just hop on Fightful Select right after this show. So we'll be joined by an SP3. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. And you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or on Instagram. There's only one picture right now, at Fightful Rob. Also, I am doing a little bit more writing on Fightful.com now, so you'll see me on there a little bit more. And that's about it. But we do appreciate you. Do us a huge favor. Hit that like button again. Leave a comment. One of us will reply. We love you. We'll see you next week. And that's it. And remember, $300. Maggie will tell you a story that sound really, really great. See you guys. Peace.